Today FM Breakfast
with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London.
Hello, world of podcasting. Lovely to have you on board.
Yeah.
Good fun today.
It was fun. We've had a great week,
it's always
I think.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We gave a big finger to the magazines. We talked about people's private parts and naming them. Have you ever named your parts?
Nah. But my dog did lick my bumhole, which we talked about.
Now it's late to the show.
Now it's lick.
It started
as a snouting.
On the podcast, I can say what it really was, but on air, you'd have to say put the snoot in the.
It was a genuine.
You didn't say bumhole on air, and I thought you were going to say bumhole.
No, it felt kids in the car. I felt a bit weird to, so I just tried to glaze over it.
How long had the licking gone on for before you stopped it?
No, as soon as I felt the contact, I stopped it.
I heard you talking outside the studio in the office, and she said this has happened multiple times. It's not even a once-off. There's been multiple snooting.
Why didn't you tell us that?
I didn't want people to think I was a freak.
Why didn't you say that? How many times has the snoot gone?
Two or three.
So hang on. So after you let her out collar the first time, or was it the third time she got collared out?
I don't remember the specifics of which time I let her out.
But hang on, because
I think the first time we thought it was a one-off, and then the second time I was like, okay, I'm going to have to intervene here.
Okay. The only thing about the kind of dog that you've got to being a greyhound, that is a long, thin snoot, right? To use another word you dropped today, they could, you know... You're in danger of penetration there, you know what I'm saying?
That was my favourite.
Oh, no.
That was that song being played with the dog.
If you want it again.
I was so happy.
We could play the whole song if you wanted to, I mean.
That's good.
Oh, man, really good stuff. Really good stuff. Snoot. Snoot. And then... She knows.
Oh, the South American.
I didn't say on
that
air?
That was good.
Do you know what I didn't say on air, which I was going to? I just remembered then. I was like, no. So I self-censored. When we were talking about it and you talking like the snoot went.
He's still on the snoot.
In the bum.
I was going
to say, well, you know, traditionally what you do is you get the dog shit. You get the dog and you rub its nose in it if it's done the wrong thing.
That's gross.
Oh, dear. But I didn't say it.
No, you didn't.
MC.
You didn't.
You could have said that.
Self-censored.
Because I couldn't think of the right
way. Rub nose in it.
Yeah,
enjoy the podcast, guys.
Snoot.
Enjoy.
Funny.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. I want to give a special shout out to the girl arriving back at my building at 5 a.m. when I left. She'd just been to the gym and I thought,
oh,
no.
She's living her best life, isn't she?
No, she's not. She's going to the gym at 5 a.m. That's not living your best.
Arriving back at 5 a.m. She's getting up at 3:30 to do cardio.
Nah.
Stupid. Hey, my feed is blowing up with maths. I didn't see it last night. What the hell is going on in this show?
Oh, God, I'm so horny for Married at First Sight. It's not even funny. Yeah. You know, all week we've been teasing how Melissa and she's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, she is crazy. We love her, but she's crazy. The guy they've teamed up with her has out-crazied her. She's come out looking like a normal human.
Oh, no.
See, when Cavalli is like boots and all into a reality TV show, I know the world has gone crazy.
Because the thing about maths is we've reached an interesting point in society where we've run out of normal people to be on television. Grant, you would have seen this with contestants with your shows. We've run out.
Yeah.
There is now no one who is not doing some sort of character.
Yeah.
So if we're doing that, let's have the most outrageous characters we possibly can.
Mm. You're right.
Let's just give up. Normal people are over. Normal people stopped, and I know the exact moment normal people stopped on television.
When was it?
Normal people stopped on television. I think it was the second season of Big Brother where there was a guy who was a really awful person, and he was wearing an apron, and he was tying it up, and he was being the naked chef. And he whispered to one of the other contestants, but of course they saw it because it was Big Brother, this is going to be my thing. The second he did that, normal people stopped on television. Yeah. So now let's just enjoy the freaks, weirdos, and fame-hungry losers that we can laugh at.
Let's do it. We're going to have an amazing show today. I feel it in my bones.
Mel from Married at First Sight, she's going to be on the show. That's going to happen.
She's category A, B, and C.
After 7 o'clock, and if you watched it last night, obviously we gave you a code word to win cash. That's going to happen soon, so keep it here.
And up next, how do I even say this? It involves sex with my husband and the pet dog.
Whoa! Well, we now have a new category, category E and F.
Now, if you listen to our podcast, first of all, you're a sicko because every single day when we do that intro, it gets dirtier and dirtier and feral, and it's all the stuff we can't put in the radio show we put into the podcast. And this is how we got onto this because yesterday I did a bit of an overshare, which I regret, and here we are talking about it on the radio. What I want to talk about on 131060 is pets in the bedroom. And I don't just mean in the bedroom like sleeping at the end of your bed while you also sleep, but I mean present in the room when there is penetration.
When there's what?
Hang on, you can't say it twice. You get one a show. You get one a show.
I stumbled over it and whispered it. So
Wow, that's a hard no for me. Thank you for asking though.
But okay. At first I was like, no, it's weird. But now it's getting to the point where you just go, oh, it's just a dog. But this is what happened to me, and then we can discuss as a group and a family.
Shall we set the mood?
No, don't. No, that's weird. Okay. It makes it really weird.
Okay, no.
Play who let the dogs out.
So we've got a rescue greyhound, and she's got a really long snoot. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And she loves us. You know, she's a beautiful dog. And we kind of let her anywhere in the house. She comes and goes as she pleases. And me and my husband were engaged in the act. And we were doing a particular, how do you say?
Positional statement.
Where my bottom was exposed, kind of pointing outwards. And then she's quiet. So she doesn't make a noise when she moves and doesn't bark. She's very stealthy and slim and silent.
All right.
And then all of a sudden I felt this wet, it was a snoot. It was my dog's snoot. In the place where I... And for half a second I thought it was part of the situation, and then I realised Honey has stuck her nose where dogs aren't supposed to stick their nose.
Yes.
What are you guys doing?
Exactly. What's going on, Mom? What's going on? What are you doing?
Hey, yeah.
Can I get involved? What's going on?
No, it's more than fun, it's more than that. She's long. She's your dog, because dogs like to sniff that area on everybody.
They do.
And you're presenting. And the dog's gone. Finally, she's on board here. Finally, she's like, yep, thank you.
Made it easier.
So that was the end of Honey in the bedroom while that was the end.
Please tell me it weirded you out. It did weird you out?
It weirded me out. I couldn't. Good. And she was let out of the bedroom, and now.
She didn't know why. She didn't know what she did wrong.
No, it doesn't matter. So now we're about to do the deed. There's two things we have to do. The first was one we always did, which is both phones go on airplane mode because I'm so paranoid about accidentally live streaming. And the second thing is Honey's taken out of the room. So.
All right, look, it's a yes or no, and perhaps what happened with pets in the bedroom. Grant, Dan, your pets in the bedroom, yes or no? You've got cows, it'll be Yorkies.
No way, because if they're not sticking their nose in there, they watch intensely, and I worry that they judge as well.
Yeah, so how I would have done it. All right, so that's I'm a no because I'm a no pets ever person. So
and I was a yes, and now I'm a no.
131060, pets in the bedroom.
You're going to have to reward people for this.
Getting busy.
You're just going to have to.
We've got double passes to Wet and Wild. It's going to be a hard day.
Oh, beautiful.
All right, yeah. So pets in the bedroom.
Wet and Wild, all right.
Is it a yes? Is it a no?
Was firmly pro pets in the bedroom until one day when I was engaged in a bit of lovemaking with my husband. Beautiful. I felt a wet snoot in a place a wet snoot should not be infirm, and then realised my dog had just come over for a wander and a look, and I thought, never again.
Oh, menage a pas. Yeah, I've heard of this.
How long have you been thinking about that one, Grant?
No, it actually just came to me. I wish I was smart enough to think about it.
No.
So the question we are asking on 131060, is pets in the bedroom? Yes or no? Sarah from Parramatta, talk to us.
I'm a definite no after my experience last week.
What happened?
Oh, well, I was getting frisky with like a new guy I'd just met, and I was kind of a bit embarrassed. I'm a bit of a cat curl anyway, you know, like I love my cats.
Yeah.
And my little cookie, she came in while I was, you know, doing it, and she started to purr.
Yeah.
She's loving it.
And he obviously could tell it wasn't me. So, oh, it was so embarrassing.
No. Oh, the purring cat.
Purring pussy. Yeah.
Someone had to say it.
No, they didn't. They didn't have to say it. We're not in year 10. We're trying to have
when you've got to explain to your partner that it's purring, you know it's going well.
We have to try and... You know what I mean?
It's like, no one laughs harder.
Don't fully explain it. Just give him a little bit.
Yeah.
You're right.
Ruins the magic.
Didn't he go take a walk outside the studio?
I think so.
Because he's nothing he loves more than sort of ribald chat, like naughty chat, because then he just gets to go full year 9. All right, year 9. A lot of snickering. Here's Maddie. Maddie from Penrith. Hi, Maddie. What happened?
So I've always been no animals inside at all. Good. Until we had a baby alpaca who was rejected by its mum. So because she wasn't very well and we didn't want to get out of bed in the middle of the night to go to the paddock, she was living in our ensuite.
Of course.
Legend.
Our ensuite has a sliding door. Yeah. Oh. So we would be interrupted with,
Is that the noise it makes?
Yeah, that's the noise it makes.
Yeah, that was the alpaca. That wasn't Maddie, you idiot.
Maddie, you are a legend. Thank you so much.
We were promised by Maths, the craziest contestant of all time.
We should say that Maths equals married at first sight for those who...
We know you're all in, Ed, but for the rest of us who's missed two episodes, please fill me in. Entertain me.
Okay. So Mel is her name. She calls herself a talent agent,
she doesn't call herself. It's a job.
talent, if that was my agent. So... You all know
her. Here's $100. Here's $50. $50.
You all know her. Mm-hmm. And you guys are told, she's fun, she's this, she's that. She started very strong last night in her opening salvo when she gave it this.
Haven't had sex for 8 years.
Okay.
She would always say that in the office. Like, she's not ashamed.
She'd say it
in
the office. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So she's not doing this, maybe unlike most contestants, for fame. She's doing this out of need.
I do believe that she really would love to find someone.
And then, the expert, after she said, I haven't had sex for 8 years, they were sort of discussing her around the table.
Yeah.
And John, who came in here, he said this.
She's chosen to be celibate.
Now, chosen?
Some people choose to be celibate.
Do they?
Melissa is not one of them. I can confirm.
Some people have celibacy thrust upon them.
She's an unwilling participant in her forced celibacy.
So it's all of her 30s, because she's 38 now.
Yeah.
So for all of her 30s, she has been celibate. Now, that makes me upset for her. Now I'm feeling bad for her. And so Sexy Vi, you've known her for a while, everybody else. Okay. So take us through the Mel celibacy routine.
Okay. Well, Mel obviously hasn't had sex in 8 years because she is waiting for the right one. But the funniest story from Mel, every weekend she'd go out and she'd be like, I got to clean the cobwebs off Sally. Now, Sally is her private part. She's named her private part, and her private part is called Sally. And she will openly tell you this, Cobweb Sally, because cobwebs.
And she'd come to work on a Monday, and we'd be like, did Sally get any action? She'd be like, nah.
Cobweb Sally is like a rejected Wiggles character. That is Wags the Dog and Cobweb Sally.
So long, Sally's haunted.
Could be a really good way of us asking her later in the show if her and Dina have...
Has Dean met Sally? Met Sally.
Beautiful.
Right. Now, I have been asking all of you, because I don't know her. She's before my time. So I'm like, give us your best. If I need to... And people viewing it as well, they're just seeing this woman, I'm telling you, and going, she's nuts. She's never going to find anyone. She's too crazy. Calm it down. But she's fun, you guys keep telling me. What's what's your best short fun story about Mel?
Okay, when Mel thought her 5-year car warranty was up, she thought she got a new car.
New car warranty. She called her dad and was like, Dad, the new car warranty's up. Can you take me to get my new car? He's like, what do you mean? She's like, the new car warranty's up.
She rang her dad.
True story. Yeah. Yeah. It's not a lie.
She just expects to receive a brand new car.
Well, it's called a new car warranty. Yeah. So really, I mean.
This is so good.
She's the best.
Well,
she's
we're so speaking great. To her just after 7 o'clock.
I just heard another Mel story.
Give it to me.
Sorry. I can't remember who the artist was. I think it was maybe Keith Urban, but he was coming in and everyone was like told, don't ask for a photo, leave him alone. It was someone really famous, maybe Keith Urban. And don't ask for a photo, just be cool, be cool, be cool. And then, of course, Mel approaches them for a photo. And we're like, oh, God, okay, maybe she'll just get a normal photo. The photo she... It was Richard Branson! The photo she ended up getting with Richard Branson was her upside down and he was holding her by her ankles and her dress is coming and his face is just like, what the F is happening?
Branson and Sally.
Today FM's Alpha Box. Alpha Box.
Come on, let me show you what it's all about. 7:07, this is Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London. You ready to play Alpha Bucks, everybody? $10,000, it's time to give it away. Who have we got on the line, MC?
Tam.
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 Cabramatta. Tam. Yeah. Woohoo.
Tam. I don't think T-bone. You're quite amped
What's
enough.
Up, gang?
You've got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, $100 for every question you get right, $10,000 if you can get them all. Your letter today is L. Is that clear?
L.
For love.
Tam, I off air, I got Ed to run me through this, and I played the contestant. I got $500, so that's encouraging.
Yes.
You can do
More
it.
More realistic. Woo!
Yeah, there we go.
Good hype machine. Here we go. Your letter is L. Best of luck. Name a vegetable.
Lettuce.
A store.
Pass.
An R&B artist.
R&B. Lil Wayne.
A makeup brand.
Pass.
A phone app.
LinkedIn. Pass.
A car brand.
Lexus.
A female actor.
Leona Lewis.
Yeah, no, she acts in her music videos.
Ah, good point. So,
yep. Yep.
Good point. Which yep. gives you a total of
$300, Tam. Oh, woo! Now, L's a hard letter, but yep. you did really well, baby girl. Well done.
Oh, they're not giving female actress. Hey.
No, what? That is BS. What? Every single one of our producers are giving me the literal thumbs down. That's BS. Have you made sure she's never been in a TV show appearance?
They're saying the adjudicator's word is final.
Take okay, the well, out of
Lindsay
my pay
Lohan, Lisa Kudrow, you could have had Lena Dunham.
Lara Linney.
Oh, good, don't worry.
It's like it's $300. It's
300 bucks is all yours.
Yep. Thanks, Tam.
Thank you.
Another chance to play Alpha Bucks.
I'm off our adjudicators.
With the tight so adjudicators you know. Tomorrow. Nah. 7 o'clock. All right, and next, this show is quickly gaining a reputation of having the exclusives here in Sydney.
I know, this is amazing. So this woman rocked up to court for, I think it was drink driving or speeding, wearing short shorts, and the judge admonished her, and we all loved this story so much. We have got an exclusive with her on the phone
we've
next.
Got her.
Leona Lewis has been in two movies.
Yes.
Oh. Get extra laughs when you download and subscribe to the Today FM Breakfast podcast. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now.
Here we go. Is this appropriate? Is this not? Front page of the telly, everywhere it goes. Too short for court, a Chilean woman has gone to court. With some not so good charges, drink driving.
Yeah, don't drink and drive. It actually makes you a bloody idiot.
Absolutely right. And she's come out of Sutherland Local yesterday in who wears short shorts, she wears short shorts. And they are really short, Ash London.
Like you can, if from behind you see the bottom of the bum crack.
Oh,
those ones.
That's how you know.
No, the ones. Sorry.
That's nice. Sorry.
Sorry.
And I think this might be a cultural thing.
It came out.
I know the ones. This is a cultural thing because she's Chilean, and I know that, you know, like they have different ideas of what's cool.
Right? Yeah, they're vivacious and they're good
they
and comfortable
it.
With their bodies.
And it's a beautiful thing. And it's one of those situations where if you're at the beach, fine.
She's in court.
But if you're going to court,
she's not in the
cover your bum cheeks up.
Then the judges had a swing and said, listen, no, I'm very tolerant of all times, but this is beach attire you're wearing. This is a court. Yeah. Do you appreciate what I've said?
Did she appreciate it?
And there's no... Her response is not listed. No. So are we saying short shorts in court, no good? Yeah.
What do you reckon, GD?
Yeah, not the place for it. Look, you always dress for the job you want, right? It's kind of like court. You dress for the sentence that you want.
That's why I never rock up in an orange jumpsuit.
Yeah, don't do it.
Meanwhile, a man wearing nothing but a sarong and carrying cannabis has led police on a pursuit in Sydney South. Don't do that.
He's dressing for the job, though, yeah, isn't he?
He's much more appropriately dressed.
Yes, he's gone,
nothing like he was.
Would one dress for this situation?
It wasn't on foot then. You can't run in a sarong.
No, it was high speed, so don't do that either. And then yesterday I'm wandering through Hyde Park and I'm on the phone to my wife and there is a girl sunbaking. Mm. And she was wearing a swimsuit, but the top of the swimsuit was sort of like undone. She's lying down, but it's undone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, she's topless.
Yeah, I didn't cross the road. I'm walking on that diagonal path. She's directly to the left of the diagonal path, right? And she's on the bottom, though. She's wearing a G-string, like bikini bottom.
They're all the rage now. That's what girls are wearing, G-string bikini bottoms, which are already a bit awkward at the beach because there's so much bum exposed.
A lot of flesh.
And then, but when you're away from the beach, it's even more awkward. And would you imagine, Gina, that this person has worn their bikini under their work clothes and then at their work, at the lunch break, is like, I'm going to go down to, is that what you're imagining?
Well, I did notice a lot of them when I went at Christmas time at Byron Bay, the high-backed swimmers were the thing.
It's a beautiful thing. I've got a call coming.
Yeah, hang on. Someone's called us 13. Call any time, 13 10 60.
We have got Barbara Vasconello Gardenas. She's obviously a big listener of Today FM Breakfast. This is the lady in the short shorts, straight from the court. Hello, Barbara.
Hola. Who wears short shorts? I wear short shorts. I said to the silly judge, he told me I wear the two short shorts. I say, hey, you're sitting there in a robe and a wig. You look stupid. I give him a little bit of side ass. You know what I'm saying?
Barbara.
I'm from Chile, which was spicy, huh? Chile, super spicy. Obviously, I know nothing about Chile, so I'm going to keep saying super spicy.
What are you doing in Australia, Barbara?
I'm working, I'm partying, I come out, I meet people. Who is this man? I ask you a question, because you are local, and I'm from Chile, super spicy. In my phone every day, I get message on Instagram from somebody called the Shane Warne. He sends me many eggplants. Who is this man? Why does he love the eggplants so much? Is he a farmer?
Not a farmer, Barbara.
Let me tell you something. It's going to be hot today. I want to say all the lovely ladies out there wearing the denim shorts on the day where it's 30 degrees. Yesterday, I had to be surgically removed from my shorts. I have denim on my runner.
Thank you, Vargas. I mean, 13 10 60, anytime you can give us a call, guys. I am currently planning a hen's party for one of my best mates, and I'm going hell for leather to make
perfect
this
person. Perfect person.
Thank you, Granny. And I want to make this the very, very best hen's party that has ever existed in the history of the world. Not because I'm a good friend, because I am very guilty and I have a lot of making up to do. Now, I did something to this person which is so bad that I haven't even told anyone about it, because it's one of those situations where you go, one day it will be funny, but for now it's horrendous.
Gosh.
And I had to wait until this friend gave me the okay to laugh about it.
All right.
And after a year, actually 2 years on the weekend, my friend G said, you know what? I'm ready to laugh about it. And I thought, thank God, because now I can talk about it on the radio. Which is, to be honest, all we really care about. Right. So I was living with G and I was moving out. I was moving out because I was getting married and I was engaged. So we were doing the big clean out of the house. And I was, you know, getting all my stuff together and I couldn't really be bothered shipping a lot of it. So I thought, stuff it. I'm going to Marie Kondo it before Marie Kondo was famous. I am going to give it all to charity. I'm doing a good thing. So we're both moving out of the house and she's got kind of her stuff on one side and my stuff on the other side. And I thought, I'm looking at my pile of things for donating and I'm going, oh, every day, can't be bothered. And one day I thought, finally, I'm just going to take it. I'm going to put it in the bin and I'm going to be done with it. So I collect all of my things from the giveaway pile. And then she had also a bag of things for the giveaway pile. So I thought, cool, I'll be a good friend. I'll do it all at once. So I go to the bin and I'm put all my stuff in there. And I noticed that all of her stuff's folded. And I'm like, that's a weird thing to do when you're about to donate the clothes, to fold them all. And these heels look pretty nice. Whatever. She wants to get rid of it. Who am I to judge? Exactly. Maybe she wants to simplify.
Yeah.
Chuck it all into the charity bin and go to Melbourne. A week later, I get a call from her.
early in the morning. I'm like, that's weird. Why is G calling me? Like, she usually text or Instagram store, whatever. Hello? So, hey, Ash. Do you know where my bag of my clothes are? Like, all my clothes? I just can't have this one bag. I'm unpacking it. I'm missing a bag of clothes. Did you accidentally take the bag of clothes to Melbourne? Nah, I didn't take the bag of clothes to Melbourne.
Oh, no.
I've donated all your clothes. I'd thrown the whole bag of all of her work clothes, gym clothes, all of her band T-shirts that she's been collecting for 10 years.
Oh, no.
As well as all of her expensive heels into the bin. Yeah. So I...
Thousands and thousands of dollars.
A silence on the phone. Just silence. She's not saying it's fine. She's silent.
Well, she can buy them back.
Yeah. No, she can't buy the band T-shirts back because she'd spent 10 years collecting them, going to gigs all over the world.
Oh.
So I left her without clothes. Like, literally, she had no clothes to wear. So she then had to – she went to the bin that I donated it at, and it was empty. They'd already collected. They do three collections a day. She found out that it had gone to the sorting center out in the west into, like, a warehouse where it's all – and then they disperse it to, like, 30 different Gonskis.
Oh, no.
So in the end, I just had to, like, transfer some money to go and buy a whole new – it wasn't enough. It's not enough. And then we just never talked about it again. But now I am planning to go to the best hens party to end all hens party. Hopefully that's enough.
Do you know what it is? Mm. She won't want to give you – can you mind my wedding dress? Just do it. Don't.
Don't let me touch it.
Give it to her. My wife is often on Instagram, her business, tfxo.com. You know, it's a lot happening there. And the other day, she was supposed to show me Instagram when I was going, I don't care.
Yeah.
But she showed me something the other day where she had her feet out, Grant, and then underneath she's like, oh, here they come. Here's one of the comments. Dear. Goddess Tiffany, please post a picture of your beautiful goddess feet. Oh. Underneath that, a couple down was, can I have a close-up of your lovely toes, please, goddess? And I said, do you get this a lot? She says, I get it. If ever my feet are out, I get heaps of guys who are into feet messaging me to post more pictures of my feet. And I'm like, is this a thing? We found out. Yeah, it's a thing.
It's definitely a thing. And here at Today FM Breakfast, we are all about exposing and talking about all different sorts of things that make this wonderful world colourful and glorious. And we have got a foot enthusiast on the phone, Anonymous. Hello, Anonymous.
Hi, guys. How you going?
It's lovely to speak to you. So how best to describe this? So would you say that you are a foot enthusiast? Is that correct?
Yes, probably the nicest way to put it, I guess.
But some would say a fetishist.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on how deep you want to get into the term fetishist. But yeah, I'd say enthusiast is about accurate.
What is it about the foot that does it for you?
It's a lot of stuff. If you're looking at it from a purely aesthetic perspective, just like the curve of an arch of a foot is really attractive. Mm. The fact that people maintain themselves really well, that's always attractive in people anyway, you know, people being well-groomed. And
yes, true.
So it's an aspect of that.
Long toes, because my wife gets a lot of people messaging her, Anonymous, about her feet, because she's a Taekwondo somewhat expert, and she can do this thing where she can splay her toes as if they're fingers, and she has quite long toes. How does that sound?
Monkey toes. It's like any sort of human attraction, you know. Some people like tall women, short women, some like men with muscles, some without. So it really takes all sorts with that as well. It's not unappealing, but it really depends on your personal preferences with that stuff.
How do you get your fix? Do you, like, is it only through photos? Is it personal one-on-one contact? Do you reach out to random people and ask to see their feet?
For me personally, like, I'm fortunate enough to be in a community where I know a lot of people who are on the other side of it, who enjoy receiving attention. It depends on how confident you are and how bold you are to step into, like, a community and talk to people versus just, as you said, sort of trying at random for that sort of thing.
Can I ask, Anonymous, what do you do to the feet? What do you do with them?
Yeah.
Once you get hold of a foot, what do you do with it?
How long is a piece of string, you know? It really comes down to the specific person. So for some, I'm really good at foot massage, for example. Like, fantastic at it.
Jeez, no wonder you got a community, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
We finish at 9 a.m. if you can be here by 9:05, or have some fun.
Is a foot better than other sexual organs?
Say, for example, you're someone who really likes someone with big breasts. If you're walking down the street, you're more likely to notice them.
Yes.
It's similar to that, where, like, you're more likely to notice if someone's wearing open-toed shoes. You're more likely to glance and catch that than you are to catch that.
Oh, a bit of toe cleavage. Hello.
is this something you ever pay for? So would you part with money if you saw an opportunity?
Oh, sure. I mean, I haven't, but there's nothing that would stop me to do that. I'm perfectly comfortable with the idea. If there's something specific that I'd like to get that I wasn't receiving in my real life, then of course.
I've got to ask one question. Are you a toe sucker, Anonymous?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Of course he is.
Wow.
Are you an arch licker?
Yes.
Obviously.
Or are you a heel
groper?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Anonymous, thanks for chatting to us today.
It's been
great.
Yeah, no worries, guys. You have a good day.
I've never seen two people less suited than on Married at First Sight last night with the person that you guys all know. I've never met her before. Crazy Mel. It's the only way to describe her, who led with this.
I haven't had sex for 8 years.
Okay, and it was sort of downhill from there. She got partnered up with a person called Dino.
lovely man.
Who was sort of like doing an act about spirituality and that
type
of thing.
Not an act. He's dedicated his life to meditation.
Okay. Well, safe to say that those two were not in sync, I would say, when he was describing one of his dreams.
I had this dream. I dreamt of this masculine figure at the Himalayan mountains with, a snake around the neck. I woke up in tears, It was like a start of something, a new phase of my life.
I still don't understand the dream, though, that you just said about the guy with the snake and the stuff. So, baby steps.
Okay, and the happy couple joins us on the line now. Mel and Dino, g'day.
Oh, hi, babe.
Hey, babe. What a reunion.
Oh, no, this is so
good morning.
Exciting.
Good morning to all of you.
Hello, Dino. Yes, you are there as well. So a bit excited because we love Mel so much.
Great.
So where are you guys right now?
I'm not to over-talk because, as you would know, I'm quite a talker and I've got quite a loud voice, so I'm going to try and keep that down.
Well, we'll start with you, Mel. Now that Australia has seen the episode, do you feel like it was an adequate representation of your personality? Are you happy, doll?
Okay, let's be honest. I was quite exhausted watching myself. I can kind of see, at least I'm kind of aware that I come off as batshit crazy. Like, it's not like I don't know. Yeah. So
it would be hard to miss. To be honest, it would be somewhat hard to miss. I would suggest.
Here's the thing, though. It's like, I feel like, the people that are batshit boring, they're not apologising. Why is it, that all our, excitement is, frowned upon? I think, louder the better, right?
Yeah, well, you're true. I think you're on the right show for it as well. And like some reality shows, people act, and it's good to see that's the real you. Now, you did say that you've had no sex for 8 years. So if you're just going on here for a bit of fun or out of desperate need?
Well, obviously, I mean, there's a need for the... Oh, gosh, I was going to say something rude then. There was a need for that, obviously. And obviously, yeah, so I was kind of in a kind of no-win situation. It was just... once I hit 10 years no sex, I didn't know what was going to happen then. So yeah, I thought,
you've got to intervene before the decade's up.
Yeah.
And Dino, you're done now for a second, Melissa.
Okay,
if you can handle just quiet, we're going to go to Dino. Dino, going into this and hearing that the person you've been matched with is nearing a decade without any sexy time, how does that make you feel as the other half of this marriage?
It makes me feel respectful for Melissa's situation because, it's obviously unique and it's hard to find nowadays, I feel. But I feel at the same time I can be myself and just explore ourselves on who we actually are.
And have you explored each other?
Hey,
has there been some exploration?
We found the South Pole.
That's definitely more to come. But we definitely spent time you're getting to know each other more as well. So
have you met Sally yet? Have you met Sally, Dino?
I haven't met Sally.
Mel, tell Dino who Sally is.
Oh,
who
my
is
God.
Sally, Mel?
Sally's my vagina. Can I say that?
Yes.
Too late. Yeah.
Now, you guys, this is kind of weird. There's supposed to be a lot of science in inverted brackets with this show, but you guys are opposites. Like, Dino, you're a spiritual meditation teacher, and you're not really into that stuff, are you, Mel? So is this a bit weird?
Well, obviously, yes, because I guess, you know, and I think that's where, you know, what you've seen at the wedding when we first met, obviously it was a big communication barrier because I have zero spiritual in me and he is 100% spiritual in him. So...
And what about for you, Dino? Yeah. Was it weird for you to transition?
No, not really weird. I find it comes from just accepting one another for who we are. We both are pretty honest in saying we're definitely different. Yeah. But I think it's what you do with this difference as well, whether you go out and explore and learn from each other or you just sit there and complain on differences. Yeah.
I think it's the Buddha who said, once you've met Sally, you'll never forget us.
You'll never forget.
Thank you, Dino. Thank you,
love
Mel.
Love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Got stuff to do but don't want to miss any of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London? Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Grant, my wife sort of thrust her phone in my face the other day and she's like, you've got to see what Shezi Denyer's done on Instagram. And what it was some photographs, some paparazzi shots of you and your family, your kids, everything, at the beach and around a jet ski. And Shezi's in a swimsuit. And then there was headlines attached to it because it was from a women's magazine about your family fighting. It was about basically trying to imply that your family was breaking up. But what Shezi had done is she'd gone over the top of it saying, hey, thanks so much for pointing out my faults, women, you know, magazine, da-da. And she completely owned it. And Tiff was like, this is great. It's really great what she's done. And so then I came to you and said, listen, man, this is blowing up.
Yeah, it's funny because, yeah, you spoke about it and that was a pic from our Christmas holidays and it keeps getting regurgitated even in most recent days. All the women's mags are now running these pictures and news sites as well, accompanied by those headlines that you're talking about, like Denyer's beach breakup was one of them. Damn. And, you know, Denyer's embarrassing break and overindulgent break because, let's face it, it was Christmas holidays.
So what are they implying there?
They're implying there were a couple of fatties. I'd put on 4 kilos, because we'd had a great Christmas and a busy and hectic end of the year. And I think my wife had done the same. And we were just on a break with our kids, having a good time. And look, I got to put my hand up and say, look, I don't have an issue with being photographed because I know a lot of celebrities and Hollywood people, they complain about it. And I think it's a bit stupid and ludicrous and weird if I complained about being photographed when it's my job to be filmed and photographed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. However, this does come with a bit of body shaming, these stories.
A bit.
Which is not okay.
But they weren't trying to do that. They were trying to have their cake and eat it too. In the one that I saw, they were trying to pretend that your family was fighting, but what they were really trying to do was that.
Because you know what paparazzi photos are like? What they do is they get you when you're like mid-half sneeze, you know, like, and that's the photo that they use, or it's unflattering lighting. Mm. And look, Shezi thinks the photos are very unflattering for her. There's a couple of extra kilos. I'm totally cool with it. I think she looks amazing.
Of course she does. She's absolutely stunning. But as a husband, does part of you feel guilty that you've kind of dragged her into this?
Look, we're a package deal. Like, we work really well together, and my gains in the media are her gains because we're a tight-knit crew, and she knows that this sort of comes with the territory as well. However, you know, she doesn't like the way she looks, and then she's felt ashamed and embarrassed and, that's, you know, so and hurt and now scared. Mm. So what she did do is she started to now front foot it, and that's kind of re-empowering her, and that's what you saw. Let me just read a post that's now just gone viral in just in the last 24 hours, and it's got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of likes and comments. This is her. This is beautiful. So what? I have a big dimply ass. I honestly could recount the enjoyment in creating every single dimple. I am real. I'm turning 40 this year. My bum sags. It droops. It's lumpy. It's dimpled. My husband likes it. I like chocolate. So what?
Yes. Get it, Shezi. I love this. So she shouldn't have to do it, but she's totally reclaiming it. She's living her best life.
Exactly. And how good's this? And I'm so proud of her. And it's burst the hashtag buns out for Shezi.
I love it.
So what happens is a heap of celebrities, hundreds of people are now in your Facebook feeds and on Instagram. We've got buns out for Shezi is the hashtag. And they're just showing their real people, real bodies, loving who they are and proud of what they are.
It's awesome. awesome. Now, obviously, I need no encouragement to get my bum out on the internet. So I think I'm going to try and we'll round up some of the producers and I think we'll get our buns out for Shizzy. I think she is fantastic. And you know what the best part is, Granny, is watching your face light up when you talk about how much you love her and how proud you are of the way she's acted throughout this whole thing.
She surprises me every single day and she goes to another level. And to see her own this situation and then kind of help other people through their own body issues. Yeah. Good on you, Shezzy.
With maths, everyone's, it's all over the place. Married at First Sight, we've got our very own code word to win yourself $500. Mm-hmm. So let's go straight to Kendra from Bondi. You saw the show. What is our code word?
Namaste.
Unfortunately, it's not namaste, or as Mel calls it, namaste. Sorry, yeah. Kendra. Maybe next time, because here's Rachel from Blacktown.
Hi.
What is the word?
Commitment.
Yeah, we go.
Don't see a lot of that.
Good show for commitment.
No, yes. we're committed to watching it. Thank you, Rachel.
You got $500.
Thank you.
Easy as that.
In the pocket. Now, let's move to the other wedding that was last night, which was Jessica, spelt with a K, and some guy. And some guy was from the country.
Yeah.
He
lived in Gympie. Yep. Yes, correct. And they did the wedding, and there was a best man speech. And
Broxy.
Risky at times.
Broxy.
A man by the name of Broxy got up. Broxy.
Mm-hmm. And it is something about Australian culture, I think, where best men feel like it's their chance to be as embarrassing as possible.
Yeah.
Did Broxy disappoint?
And everyone's a comedian all of a sudden they're at a best man speech. Yep. And
as a comedian, you must love going to weddings to see that unfold in front of you.
Oh, I don't claw my legs at all. So so here we go. This is of all the things, national television, and, you know, trying to introduce his mate to this, you know, potential partner. Of all the things Broxy could have gone with, he's gone with this.
We went up to Airlie Beach. We've drunk the whole bar dry. Just me and him. Mick's going to me. I'm going to take some Viagra. Obviously, it's the Viagra's worked. And I'm asleep. I've woken up and I can hear some noises. Open me eyes. He's made himself a bloody tent over himself. And he's having a go. How many times have you done this? He goes, oh, at least five.
Yeah.
A bloody tent.
I don't know what's more embarrassing. Like, calling your mate out for it takes two to tango action or calling your mate out for solo action. Yeah, either way, it's embarrassing mostly for Broxy, isn't it?
lose.
That's what people don't understand. If you embarrass the bride or groom in the speech, you're the one everyone hates now.
That's true.
It makes you look bad.
It splashes back on you.
It splashes back and you have all the bad on your face.
That's why you always go with love. You just fairy tale it up if you've got to make a speech at a wedding. Everyone loves that stuff.
Any speech at a wedding, 21st. We all remember the 21st
but
speeches.
I don't want to hear about that. I want to hear about speeches that have gone badly.
Yeah.
I want to hear about the Broxys of the world. have we all been to a wedding or a 21st?
I went to one recently where it was the MC, not the best man, but the MC started off by telling the whole room about the time the groom had sex with a pop star. And said the pop star's name. I'm sitting next to my mum, who loves Jesus more than no one in the world, and she was ready to walk out.
I know someone who mentioned a previous STD in the speech.
Oh,
not a good time, my man.
No.
Okay, have you been at an event?
Yeah.
Maybe it was your own wedding, 21st. Whatever.
Maybe you were the perpetrator and you regret it every day.
Fess up.
I'm tempted to tell. I don't know if I can in this time slot.
I'll have a think about it.
Something that got us kicked out of Bambuzia Chinese restaurant in Bondi.
I love Bambuzia with the karaoke machine.
Yes. Yeah, we got kicked out from something that a mate of mine said on a microphone.
You have witnessed a shocking speech. Maybe you're the person that gave it. If this is horrible, painful memories that you're dredging up, we can smooth it over with tickets to Wet n Wild. So we've got
there
that.
We
all
go.
Right. So shocking speeches. They've gone horribly wrong. Have you witnessed one? Have you given one?
Yes. Disastrous best man speech on Married at First Sight last night. Here's a bit of what Briggsy brought.
We went up to Airlie Beach. We've drunk the whole bar dry. Just me and him. Mick's going to me. I'm going to take some Viagra. Obviously.
And we'll leave it there. Thank you very much. Has anybody ever heard a speech worse than that or more embarrassing than that on 131060? Now, Maria's given us a call. Maria, was it your wedding?
No, it was a guest. Wedding, and it was the most beautiful wedding. You should have seen it. The reception was amazing. So the groom, this is the groom speech, not the best man. The groom stands up and he was talking about how beautiful it was, thanked everyone for being there for the special night of his life. bride for looking so beautiful in the bridal party. And last but not least, I wanted to thank his amazing best man for sleeping with his wife last night.
No, Maria.
Maria.
Oh, my God, you should have seen everybody. And then he got up and sort of just threw the, something down, the microphone down and stormed out. But the brothers all, you know, got up and sort of there was a brawl. And it was the most embarrassing, the most, oh, my God, I can't describe it, the atmosphere. But
and
it
the
was,
parents,
yeah,
just, did the parents get involved?
Oh, everybody, just everybody got involved. But they were so embarrassed. The bride's family was so embarrassed. He wanted to make sure he went to the wedding and got married and humiliated in front of everybody. And then he annulled the wedding, but he wanted to humiliate in front of everybody. Yeah, she was actually sleeping with the best man the night before.
And he waited it out.
Now, he went through with it. That's incredible.
I kind of respect the spectacle.
Now, Maria, did it have a happy ending? Is the best man with the woman now? Hmm. I mean, may as well.
No. He ended up leaving her as well eventually too. So she's on her own now. Oh. So she ruined her wedding and, yeah, the other guy's wedding as well. The other guy's marriage as well. He was married.
Oh, he was married.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Maria. He was divorcing as well, yeah.
Did you
just get up and walk over and take your present off the present table?
You would, yeah.
No, it was an envelope that I'd already given the parents. I never got that back.
You never got the money back either.
It's worth the money for the story. You get to tell that story for the rest of your life, Maria, and it is worth it.
It is. We talk about it every single function. We have a few drinks to talk about it.
Now all of Sydney's heard it. Well played, Maria.
See ya. Love you.
Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier and Ash London.